Welcome, folks, to another community radio interview. I am Manuela, and this is CGRO Local First. Back in May, the Tourist Information Center and the Castleman Historical Museum, located at the train station in Castleman, opened its doors to the public and to events and activities for the community. To talk about this and other initiatives taking place in Castleman, I had the pleasure to interview the mayor of Castleman, Genevieve Lajoie.
The museum has been open for many, many years. We've just been working on having programming run out of it. We have Jeremy, who works there, and he is just an incredibly creative man who has brought so much value to that museum and that space at the train station. For example, I know he's going to be running French conversation circles, which is really incredible for Castleman. It's a vision that I've had since I became mayor because, you know, Castleman's a very Francophone town, and part of maintaining that Francophone culture and heritage is working with Anglophones in learning French so that we could better support our community. And bilingualism is definitely a strong point for the region of Prescott Russell. It sets us apart from any other place near us because we're just this beautiful bilingual region with strong Francophone culture and proud heritage. So I think it's important for all of us to work together to help create that. And me having to learn French since I became mayor, I mean, I'm actually a Francophone and I lost a lot of my language over time. So trying to reconnect to that part of me has been a beautiful journey. And, you know, I'm just inviting Anglophone counterparts to join me in that journey. I would love to go to all of them, but I do plan on going to some because it's important that I support and struggle along with them. Well, if you go onto the municipal website at castleman.ca, we have the link called Calendar, and that calendar shows all the things happening in Castleman. We have the French conversation circles happening every Thursday night. We have Knitting and Crochet Club, which was actually created through the Community Engagement Committee that I established. The first thing I did when I became mayor was, how are we going to work? How's the municipality going to work shoulder to shoulder with our residents? Give them the recreation that they actually want and need. And so a community member came to one of those committee meetings and they're part of the board. And they're the ones who established this knitting and crocheting club that happens outside of the library every Thursday from 6 to 8. And then we have a lot of summer programming happening. So if people could check out our Facebook and keep track of that, because Jenna Hoosman is our coordinator, our recreation director, and she's beyond creative and innovative. And she's working with the summer students to create some very valuable programming for Castleman. So yeah, check Facebook out too.
I have asked Madame Lajoie about her position regarding the latest request from the Alto Board for the mayors in the region to sign an NDA agreement. Here is what she had to say.
Yeah, I posted that because I think it's important. I have no problem with NDAs in general. I do have concerns that, you know, when I did the community discussion with Alto, seeing those people struggling and try to talk about their living experiences with tears in their eyes because they're so sad, and just trying to keep it together and speak respectfully and kindly, it broke my heart. It's so sad to know that people are struggling like this and their government is not really giving them the information that they deserve and have a right to have. And for us to receive an NDA request from Alto, to me, was a slap in the face, because I've been trying to talk to them and say, listen, our residents need more information. Yes. And then they turn around, we get this. So that's not really showing me collaboration. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to building trust with people, that's my number one priority, is the people. It's not accommodating other governments or entities. Me, it's the people. And I want people to know that in the world of politics, I'm there with them in the best way that I can. And by not signing this NDA, to me, is saying you can continue to trust me, because right now I still don't have the information from Alto that makes me feel comfortable to sign an NDA right now. No, NDAs are good because if they're looking at our land and there's, you know, important species or information that people could exploit.
Mayor Lajoie is very excited and proud of two initiatives happening in Castleman this month, the Food Mini Pantry and the San Hubert Express Castleman Inclusive Dining Project.
On June 28, we're going to be having a grand opening of this new program that St. Hubert's rolling out. And it's 2 hours of sensory recognized dining for those with autism. St. Hubert's creating a safe place every Sunday for those with autism to go and dine without loud noises or abrupt anything. So they could just eat in peace. And I think it's phenomenal. So when they reached out to me, I said, yeah, we're totally doing a ribbon cutting, and the media has to come, and Recruitment Autism is going to come as a mayor. I have this ridiculous list of things that I want to accomplish, and the food pantry is one of them, you know? It's so simple for community to work together and support one another. That doesn't involve large systems or services or funding. I mean, they're just things that the community could engage in. Basically, it's like a lending library, the little libraries that you see on the street that you could just take a book and leave a book, but with food. I was looking at Facebook. I don't look at Facebook often, but sometimes I do scroll, and I saw a community member, Brittany, is the one who spearheaded this idea and put a picture of a food pantry and said, man, wouldn't that be cool to have in Castleman? And I thought it absolutely would be, because it was on my to-do list. So my husband built it, and I'd like to say I helped him build it, but I held the wood as he screwed it in. I supervised. And PharmaSave, beside the No Frills, gave their space. So they're going to be maintaining it, managing it, taking care of it.